what in the world happened on the airplane?
Come on now. You know I can't really get into it.
Why can't you really get into it?
Well, because it's an ongoing case. There's things going on, and I've been instructed and asked by my attorney not to go into any details.
How long do we have to wait until we can?
Well, I have a court date, and I'm hoping that that everything will be resolved in a couple of weeks. I'm hoping. I can't. The only thing I can really say about it is that everything I've read so far is not true, and it's like it's killing me because I'm like. I want to just like.
Oh wait!
Tell
so there's speculation online. People are saying what they think happened and all that.
Well, I mean, all of the media things that I've read, they're just not right.
Oh, they're not even close.
They're not even close. But I can't really say anything about anything until it's all done. But I'm fairly certain that it's all going to be all right. In my opinion, it was a big misunderstanding, and I'm sure.
I heard it was something silly and stupid.
Well.
That's what I heard.
Isn't it always?
I was going to say, it's always something silly and stupid.
Yeah, anyways. And the bottom line is I went up there to do a job. The next day I had a fabulous show, and the people in Connecticut were awesome to me. It was a wonderful time. Great.
Did more people come out to the show because?
Well, it was a private. It was a private engagement.
Oh,
so
okay.
It was packed, though. But it was, I think there were upwards of 5,000 in there.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so. It was.
We saw it, and I was like, when it happened, we were like, we read it. We were like, yeah, that's right. That's our girl. Yeah.
You know, I feel like there's just like, sometimes I just feel like I'm a target. Like, no matter how nice I'm being, I just feel like there's this, like, a word, like, guilty of something written across my forehead
it's
or something.
No, it's the fact that it's part of, listen. Everyone has this thing about them, and the reason why, one of the reasons why I think people love you is because you aren't pretending. You are who you are.
Yeah.
You don't apologize for it.
It's what makes you relatable because everybody knows you, whether they know you personally or just know your persona. They know you because we all have a friend or a family member who is Gretchen Wilson. And some of us might be Gretchen
and
Wilson.
And you know what? They got arrested too. I mean, it was, let's be honest.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, at the end of the day, I'm sure it's all going to be all right.
Is that your first time?
Being like totally arrested and booked in and stuff. Yeah, that's the first time I've ever been.
Congrats. Did you ever at one point say, are we on live PD?
No.
That would have been great.
I didn't. I was completely shocked and
these aren't
sad
my pants.
And just I couldn't. I was flabbergasted.
Do you watch live PD?
No.
You need to watch
but
live
I do.
PD.
I am an ID like junkie. I watch the Investigation Discovery Channel.
Oh, no.
Like,
this is different. Live PD is totally
different. I've heard
different.
Somebody told me that they turned it on the other day and then they like 5 hours later realized.
Yeah.
They had
my life has gone by. That's so great.
Anyway, if Jesse had been with me, you know.
Nice segue. Nice segue. I know.
Or I
know. We'll
been
talk
right
to
there.
Jesse. We got you, Gretchen. All right, Jesse G is with us and Gretchen Wilson. So we'll talk with Jesse G. We'll introduce her to you and find out her connection to the military and our connection to the military. So it makes sense. Coming up with Big D and Bubba. Hang on.